from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. City Hall is going to run its own crossing guard program this coming school year. The most recent contract expired, and the lowest bid to assume it was $500,000 over budget. City Clerk Steph Palmiter says all the guards from this past year have to apply to keep their jobs.
I believe there are 32 crossing guards, but we're looking for 35 because we've had some requests for some additional spots. As well, we'd like to have a roster of people who might be available to fill in when other crossing guards are sick or ill or can't attend for other reasons.
The job pays $18 an hour. Details and applications are available from the city's Human Resources Department. 9 more hand sanitizers are being recalled across the country because of potential health risks. The products can be found on Health Canada's website. Some of them contain ingredients not approved by the health agency. They weren't labeled properly, they hadn't been tested, or were counterfeit. If you have one of the products, throw it out or take it back to where you bought it. A new poll finds a majority of Canadians believe the country is in a recession. The survey from Léger asked Canadians and Americans about a wide range of issues, including travel and inflation. Over 80% say they believe prices will keep going up, while 59% say they think Canada is in an economic recession. Over 15,000 Canadians took part in the online survey between last Friday and Sunday. A weekend camping trip to give newcomers a true Northern Ontario experience is set for the end of August in Moonbeam. The Northern Ontario Francophone Immigration Support Network is finalizing the project with several partners, including Université de Hearst. Student Affairs Coordinator Sam Lozier says it was important to create something unique.
Wouldn't it be cool if we could make them live this cottage experience, which we've grown up with our whole life? So like the lake and campfires and washers and all these sorts of things, all of the like camping food like s'mores and, you know, hot dog wieners, stuff like that.
The weekend includes fireworks Friday night, campfire songs, a boating trip, and a team building exercise featuring business owners. Lozier says organizers hope the cultural experience creates long-lasting friendships and memories for years to come. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.